So after almost a decade, Prime Minister Modi finally landed in Canada again. But this isn't just a regular foreign visit. This time things are different. Remember the massive fallout over Khalistani terrorist Hardeep Singh Nijjar's killing in 2023? Yes, that still hangs in the air. But here's the twist. Modi is not going just to say hello. The host country, that is Canada, this time has the privilege to invite other non-member countries, international organizations or special guests to the summit. That means Prime Minister Modi was invited by the new Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to the G7 summit, one of the world's most powerful gatherings. And it's happening in a scenic village called Kananaskis near Calgary, Alberta. So let me break down what's going on in simple terms, and trust me, this one is worth listening to. So it is Tuesday, Calgary International Airport. Modi's plane touches down, first time he's in Canada since 2015. The last time things were much friendlier, this time there is a lot of things hanging in the air. As I said, Prime Minister Modi came here after an official invitation from Canada's new Prime Minister, Mark Carney. As you know, Justin Trudeau is out. I have a video on all the reasons that caused Trudeau's downfall. Watch it, the link is there at the top right corner. Mark Carney is the new Canadian Prime Minister. He's a former economist and political newbie who is now in charge. But don't forget, he's also a member of the Liberal Party. And he was selected by the party right after Trudeau's resignation. That means he is also not elected by the Canadian citizens through an election. Rather, he has been appointed by the Liberal Party. Anyhow, so after becoming the Canadian Prime Minister, his first big diplomatic move was to invite Prime Minister Modi as a special guest to the G7 summit. Interesting, right? Now, you might be thinking India is not even a G7 member. So why did Canada roll out such a warm, almost overly sweet invitation for Prime Minister Modi? Is it just diplomacy or is there a deeper strategy behind this gesture? As you know, G7 is a powerful club. United States, UK, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Canada, plus the European Union. Basically, the economic elite from the G7 group. But since 2019, India has been a regular guest at this summit. Why? Because India matters now, a lot. At this two-day summit, leaders will talk about some serious global issues like Russia-Ukraine war, Iran-Israel tensions, and even the ongoing trade war caused by the United States tariffs under Trump. So if you see, big decisions will be discussed, and Prime Minister's presence will add weight. But this isn't just about attending some high-level talks. Prime Minister Modi's schedule is tight, just 23 hours in Canada, but packed with bilateral meetings with world leaders. Also, he will join special outreach sessions, a chance for non-G7 countries to share views. In this session, Prime Minister Modi will briefly talk about Operation Sindoor, India's counterattack on terror bases in Pakistan and POK. So expect terrorism and security to be part of the backroom talks as well. Now let's be real, this trip is being watched by everyone. Why? Because this is Prime Minister Modi's first Canada visit after the massive diplomatic fight in 2023. Let me give you a quick recap. Khalistani separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar was killed. Canada accused Indian diplomats of being involved. India hit back hard, pulled out diplomats, expelled Canadians, and things went cold. Then Trudeau's government openly allowed pro-Khalistani voices on their soil, and that seriously angered Indian government. Now that Trudeau is gone, Mark Carney is trying to hit reset, or he has been told by his party to do so. That is the reason Mark Carney invited Prime Minister Modi to the G7 summit as a special guest. It's his first step towards repairing the broken trust. The good news is there is movement. Security officials from both sides are talking again. Both India and Canada are thinking about appointing new high commissioners. And on the sidelines of this G7 summit, Modi and Carney are expected to meet face to face. That's where things could either begin healing or stay frozen. But mostly it is going to heal. Now here's the money angle. In 2024, India and Canada traded over $8.6 billion worth of goods. India exported $4.2 billion, imported $4.4 billion. But I want to draw your attention towards services trade. That is huge. The 2021 figure says $13.58 billion. India's services exports to Canada was at $2.6 billion. And then India's services imports from Canada was at $11.2 billion. Now, services trade means trading non-physical things like IT services, education, banking and finance, travel and tourism, legal and consulting services. So if you see, India is the bigger customer here, especially in terms of education, travel and consulting services. Here are the main services India buys from Canada: education. Over 3 lakh Indian students study in Canada. Now, tuition, living cost, visa fees, all this counts as India paying Canada for a service. Then business and management consulting. Canadian firms work with Indian companies for audits, legal support, and corporate consulting. Then financial services. Indian investors use Canadian banks, funds, and insurance services. Then travel and tourism. Indians traveling to Canada for tourism, business, or family reasons spend money there. Then health services and research. Collaborations in pharmaceuticals, biotechnology, and health research. So if you see, even when governments fight, people and businesses often continue working together because number one, student admissions are already in place. Number two, business contracts don't stop overnight. Number three, private sectors stay focused on money, not politics. And number four, both countries have not officially put any sanctions or bans. So the question is Canada dependent on India? Yes, especially in education and immigration. If you look at the education sector, Indian students contribute billions to Canada's colleges and economy. And then if you look at the workforce, a lot of Canadian industries, that is tech, healthcare, logistics, rely on Indian immigrants and skilled workers. Then market access. India is one of the fastest growing markets and Canadian companies want a slice of that. Now, after Justin Trudeau's blunder of openly accusing the Indian government while sheltering Khalistani terrorists, Canada learned the hard way that it cannot walk all over India as it pleases. Now, with a new face leading the Liberal Party, Prime Minister Carney's G7 invitation to Modi is a clear act of diplomatic damage control, not just to reset ties, but also because the G7 knows India is too big to ignore. With China becoming increasingly difficult, India remains the only massive consumer market and manufacturing hub that the West can still bet on. Let's see how this visit unfolds. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.